Hey guys, welcome back to the Evan and Caitlin podcast, the podcast with not just the questions, but also the answers.
That's a big promise.
Not all the answers, of course, just the answers to the questions of this card game that we got from Skin Deep, because each box is very expensive and I bought a lot of them, so we need to do it again.
Yeah. Yeah. Why did you buy all of them?
I just bought all of them because, man, sometimes coming up with podcast ideas is really hard. And, like, each of these questions could almost be
an entire podcast.
Yeah.
Like, so, if you need some background on the game, we have played this game on the podcast once before. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It is a very
personal
and, like, a very deep question game. And they have different categories.
Play it if you really want to get to know someone.
Yeah, if you're, like, really bored in quarantine. And you really want to get to know the person you're quarantined with.
And there's various editions. There's the Strangers edition, coworkers, friends, dating, long-term, and others.
As in long-term relationship. Yeah.
And these are the ones that we have laid out in front of us. I have them actually organized in order of, like, how deep the question might get.
Oh,
so. Because, like, strangers, coworkers, friends, dating, long-term. Oh, but yeah. At the same time, I don't know. Maybe the strangers one will surprise them with some, like, very personal questions that you might ask a stranger.
Let's see if this game thing is appropriate to ask a stranger. I wonder what the context of the stranger one is. Is that, like, you're just in a bar and you're like, I'm going to get to know somebody, you know?
I don't know. Do you want to start there?
Sure.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay, so what made you want to answer these questions with me?
We're recording a podcast.
That's great. And we need content. The never-ending search for more content. Ooh, this is interesting. What are the top five qualities you appreciate in a person?
Top five qualities I appreciate in a person. You know, some of these kind of feel like interview questions.
The strangers ones are a little bit more. We'll get some deep ones. I'll go if you want. If sure. You want me to go first. Honesty?
Yes.
Is, like, up there, definitely in the top five. Empathy?
Mm-hmm.
Because empathy is, like, that broader wraps than kindness.
Yeah, I was going to say that wraps. I was trying to think of, like, yeah, like, kindness and generosity and all these things. But a lot of that's wrapped up in being an empathetic.
Like, if you're empathetic, you'll probably have those other trailing characteristics,
yeah,
too.
So you're getting a lot of mileage for each of your traits you're listing. Yeah.
Yeah. What else? Okay. This is, like, those who are great. But another thing that would be nice is vision.
Vision?
Like they know what, like, who they are, and they know where they want to go, and they know what they want to do. And
maybe. I think it's also kind of like, who is this person?
Yeah, is it your partner? Is it your friend? Or is it a coworker? Like,
yeah, is it a business partner? Because then, yeah, vision. But if it's, like, a friend, it's okay if they're just figuring stuff out and they don't really know where they're going.
Yeah, that's very true.
Here, I have a suggestion.
Okay. Are you going to steal my top two that I already did?
Yeah, we're doing this cumulatively. We're going to piss people off just like with the personality test where they're like, you can't just
combine.
Answer each other's questions.
You don't understand. We are one person.
Humor.
Humor. That's great.
Yeah.
I like that.
Because whether it's like,
you can appreciate that no matter what.
Whatever type of relationship you have to this person.
Chill.
Humor, chill. You're like, I'll be chill.
It's nice to have some chill mixed in there too. You know, like, know when to just, like, be, to let things be, to, like, give space. And maybe that goes into empathy also again. But
maybe, because it's kind of like understand. Well, no, because it could, but someone
knowing with empathy, when to but give not you chill.
Yeah, someone could have empathy but not be chill themselves. That's a lot.
So what are we summarizing so far? Honesty, empathy.
Honesty, empathy, humor, chill, and likes cats.
Okay, moving on. Let's go. Let's go all the way to the long term. Describe the funniest moment we've shared together.
The funniest moment we've shared together.
Honestly, like, this is going to sound weird, but some of the most we've ever laughed is like when we're just like chilling, like on the couch, and we just like get in a giggly mood and we just laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh.
Yeah, like we have moments like that. And I don't necessarily know what triggers it.
I don't fully know what triggers it either, but like there are multiple like memories in my head of us just like cracking up and we cannot stop laughing.
Oh, and sometimes it also leads to us like running in circles around the couch.
Or like, oh, no, I have
doing
one.
Weird dance moves.
I have one. I don't think we've ever shared this.
What is it?
There is a moment where we were in just like the silliest mood. And no, we weren't like drinking or anything like that. We're just silly, weird people. And for some reason you were wearing
the pants?
My pants.
Yes!
No, did you grab my pants or were you wearing them? You put them on as a joke?
I put your pants on.
Okay, and then okay.
They're like loose, comfy pants, like loungy pants. And I put them on all the way up to my shoulders and I put my arms inside of them.
And you were just like a little like two-legged gremlin.
And this is before that was a TikTok trend. Because people do that on TikTok now.
Really?
This was before TikTok existed.
Wow.
Yeah. And yeah, so I just pulled them all the way up to my shoulders and I was just like walking around the house.
And I was filming Caitlin and we were laughing so much. Hard.
I fell over and I couldn't get up.
I felt like I injured my internal organs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The funny thing is a clip of that does exist only privately.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have it.
Oh, man. That's so good. It's so good.
That moment popped into my head as well.
Yeah. So I don't know if I can describe the funniest single moment. But there are a lot of moments like that where we just are just in a silly mood and we're just cracking up.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be about like, I told a really funny joke.
Yeah.
Or you told a really funny joke or whatever.
Sometimes I just put on your pants.
And run around like a weirdo. I think we were pre-primed though. We were already in a fairly giggly mood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's okay. We often are.
I'm going to turn that one over. That's a little bit too much. You know what's really fun? I like the coworkers edition. I'll probably do that as my next one, but you haven't chosen in a while. You go ahead and choose one.
Okay. When was the last time, this is from the friends, when was the last time you were ashamed of your finances?
I mean,
you've been working for a long time.
Yeah, I started working when I was 16. I think 15.
Like right before you started working?
You know, I was 15 when I started working.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you've been working a really long time.
Ashamed of my finances. And you know, I've been very lucky and blessed my whole life. And it's a privileged position that I'm in that I can say that I also finances haven't really ever been a source of pride for me, you know?
Maybe a different word is like, faced a challenge regarding finances.
I mean, I didn't have a car in college. I saved much of my money. I think that I've been pretty lucky. I don't think that, I mean, this is a very privileged position to say that I don't think I've ever been ashamed of my finances. Or let them hold me back from what I, or had them hold me back from what I kind of, where I wanted to go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is really lucky. I mean, I got two really good internships in college that paid well. And by the time I was done with college, I had a job lined up. You know, this is a weird thing. I'm not sure if we've told anyone this, but we actually started, both of us started our jobs
during the recession?
Oh, no, well, during the recession. But also, we both started our jobs before we even graduated.
Yeah, we both had internships.
No. Like, I started working at my job after that I was going to go
That's what I meant. Like, yeah. Internships, like, at the company that we transitioned to. Well, at least that's how mine was set up.
Oh.
It was a seamless transition. My whole last semester of college, I worked. They just called it an internship until I was graduated.
I started working remote towards the end of college. I did remote work for the company that I was going to start working for when I was... That's a weird thing. I don't know that most people do that. But yeah, I started working for my next job while I was still in college. And I just did it remote on top of school.
Yeah, but it was like part-time or something. Mine was part-time. It was just like weekends and stuff like that.
Yeah, I just billed hourly until I moved and you know, started working full-time. But at the same time, I mean, I think that, that another thing is I mean, finances are very important, but I don't think I've ever like been in like really cheap clothing, standing next to someone with very expensive clothing and been like, I wish I had fancier clothes or a fancier car or a fancier this or whatever. Not that everyone does that, but like, I don't know. As long as I have the basics, I'm happy.
Yeah.
What about you?
There have probably been times, well, there have been times, because I didn't make very much money at my first job. And there was, I didn't have like insurance or anything. So I used to have a rule of thumb where like I wouldn't eat out unless it was like a social gathering. So like if all my friends were like, hey, we're going to go to wherever, you know, like I would come. But it, there was like, I wouldn't really say I was ashamed because part of me was like proud of my wiliness, but I got really efficient at menus. And, you know, I was living in San Antonio at the time. And so we went to a lot of Mexican food and you can really fill up on chips and salsa, which comes for free. And then I could get like one single taco, like one breakfast taco for $2. And that would be like a very filling meal.
Yeah.
But then also my best friend, I knew she always ordered more than she needed, like always had eyes bigger than her stomach. So she would always like not finish half a taco and be like, hey, do you want this? And I'd be like, yeah, I do.
Or what if she was helping you out? What if she ordered more because she always knew that you wanted a bite?
Maybe. I did always eat some of her food.
Well, I need to order a little bit extra for Caitlin. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But ashamed really isn't the right word. I was more like, I saw it as like a challenge to figure out how to be like, really efficient. Like a
quest.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is another one that's in... This is a strange question to ask friends. What is one thing you think I could change right now to earn more income?
Well, just do more videos. Do another sponsorship. Yeah. And we say no.
just turned down sleep a lot of less and live your life a little bit less and just work a little more.
Sponsorship.
Yeah. There's so many, like, what's your secret fear when it comes to finances? What are your biggest hope?
All the friends ones are finances. Maybe we need
to,
like...
That's kind of weird that you'd ask your friends so much about finances.
Yeah. When was the last time you were proudest of your income? That's another finances.
Finances are pretty... I don't know. That's kind of personal and not really about friends, right?
Maybe this is close friends if you're playing this game with them.
Yeah.
Did you say you had a, was it a strangers or a coworkers one you wanted to ask?
I just want to do more coworkers. Because yeah, I think that's interesting. So much of our life is as coworkers.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. How do you describe what we do to others?
Depends on the level. If it's like someone coming to fix our AC, we'll just say something along the lines of like, we do advertising.
Anyone who sees this room that we're in now,
if someone has to come into the house to like work on the house and they see this room, we have questions to answer.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
sometimes they're people like, will ask like, what? So what do you guys do? Or like we have a little thing in our living room that where every 10,000 subs, we change it. It's like a little light up letterboard sign. And there was someone coming to do something on the house the other day and he was like, so I have to ask. I saw the sign that said, I think it was like 800K subs at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw your office. What do you guys do? And then we awkwardly are like, we have a YouTube channel. And it's not that, you know, the only reason we're hesitant is because like, it's kind of weird. Like if someone like has been in your house and like knows where you live and like, you know, you're just like, we're just like at our house in our pajamas, like like trying to do work, drink some coffee, you know, while someone's like working on something in the house. And it's weird to then be like, oh, yeah, you can watch
You can watch us
things
do things online.
Yeah, it's just awkward. So like,
it's weird.
If it's friends or family, like, we'll talk all day about what we do.
If they're in okay detail. With it.
If they're interested, if they ask questions. I meant like, we will, as in like, we're open books about it.
Yeah.
You know, like, we're very proud of what we do, but if it's a stranger, we just prefer to give an easier answer.
Yeah, yeah, with less questions.
Yeah.
Because there are going to be a lot of follow-up questions if people don't fully know how this whole thing works, because it's a weird, confusing thing.
Or even if they do.
Yeah. I'm going to adapt this question for friends.
Yeah.
The question is, how do you think money may change me over time? But I'll ask it again. How do you think money has changed you, and how do you think money has changed me over time?
Well, I'll eat out now, even if it's not a social gathering.
I think that's it.
I'm still kind of a stickler about things, but I've loosened up some.
I'm
a little bit of a stickler by nature, though.
I'll treat myself with a piece of technology every now and then. Like, I bought mini computer, baby computer.
Is that a change, though?
I'll feel less guilty about treating myself to a piece of technology, like, maybe, like, once a year.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because you used to do it. You just would feel a little bit more guilty.
Yeah, I'd feel, like, weird.
Yeah.
I'd feel, like, guilty. I'm like, I should probably save more or something.
Now it's
like
a business expense.
Yeah, it's a business. And I use baby computer.
Yeah, for work.
For work.
Yeah.
And I love
computer was in the underwater stream.
Yeah, like, having baby computer just brings me joy, and that makes me happy. What do you think makes me happy?
Baby computer. Next.
No, but for real. Like, okay, so let me do you.
Okay.
Winning.
Winning does make me happy. That's not what I expected you to answer for me, but it is kind of true.
I mean,
I do like winning. Well,
and it's okay. It's not like winning over other people. It's not like, I think that
it's
Caitlin,
more like succeeding.
Succeeding. Caitlin has always like you know, wanted to get straight A's and like do well in school and like live responsibly and like I like you want to be a good person, living a good life, and you kind of like doing things where in the end you can like be deemed successful.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's why I had a hard time
just reading.
Oh, yeah. Just reading just for fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hobbies in general have been like a struggle to pick back up because we're so busy for work. I was going to say that's why I like was very hesitant to start playing Minecraft.
Oh,
in
yeah.
In the beginning, which I love now.
Yeah.
Because now we, you know, kind of, well, I like understand it more. But in the beginning, I was like, there's no like levels. You know, like, play through this level and beat a boss, and then play through this level and beat a boss? Like, what? There's what? No goals? What?
Oh, okay. I'll one more thing. Creating and winning. Those are two things that, like, make you happy.
I'm gonna... I mean, I would say for you, definitely the, like... I mean, I think you like creating and winning also.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I will add, and this is more of a, like, if this is present, we are not happy. But the lack of it does make us happy is like the removal of time pressure.
I was going to say freedom for me.
Yeah, freedom, freedom too. Those are very related to us. Yeah. Freedom.
Freedom. Yeah, I'm most happy when I can just like when I can just do whatever I want.
And we say that we mean that like within the context of our work.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like it's not frequent that we're just like, I'm just gonna count my pencils today.
No, but like, there's no real word for it. So I'm gonna use like a dumb word that I don't like, but like, I'm a little bit of a free spirit.
Yeah, you are.
I don't like that word. I don't like that description, but I don't know what else to say for that. Mm-hmm. But I like flitting around from task to task. I like, you know, doing some game uploads and then like, you know, researching some games and then like tinkering in the shop. And then like I do like doing one big like work thing per day in a way, whether it's record a podcast, play a game, record a little bit of the next project, or plan some big element of the next thing. So I kind of like one like chunk of the day to be around something like big and focused that I can say, yes, win, progress. But then around that, I just like to like...
We like things to be mixed up. And I think the hard thing is like when we're under a lot of time pressure, for example, because we've overscheduled ourselves and we have too many like commitments to sponsors too close to each other, then every single day, the entire day is filming. And it has to be filming because if it's not filming, the video won't be done. We haven't been in that situation in a bit, but something like that, you don't have the freedom to say like, okay, I want to film for a couple hours today, but then I just want to like go through some emails because the inbox has been bothering me, and then I'm gonna like research some games that we might want to play, or you know, whatever it is.
Yeah. Okay. Man, I just got like while you're chatting, I was listening to you, but then I was also like throwing away all of the friends' cards about money. Like,
yeah, there's a lot.
I know that like money is an important part of personal life. But I guess I just haven't talked about money issues with like
with friends,
anyone really. Like, yeah. Like maybe my parents,
yeah.
But not even much with like my brother or sister.
Yeah.
Like I don't really talk about money with like anyone.
Maybe that's the purpose of these cards.
Maybe
so that you do.
Because yeah, money is so a taboo. very complicated thing. Mm-hmm. But it's also not the most exciting to talk about with you because we. I guess that's why it's in friends and not dating. I guess it's not in the long term.
Maybe it should be in dating.
Maybe it should be. About, you know, that is like one thing that like is a unique barrier to overcome when you start dating, like combining finances mm-hmm. and figuring that out. Like I know that when we started dating, we had a spreadsheet that I had to make up because you felt guilty like about money issues.
I wanted to make sure I was it wasn't when we started dating. It was when we started living together.
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure I was contributing enough because my income was significantly less than yours.
And then you're like, okay, so we need to like, you know, split all the groceries and split all of this and do the finances. That's one moment when I felt guilty about finances, actually.
Oh.
When I was, well, you know, like as an engineer was making more than you, I felt guilty that I was making more than you.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like if I like wanted to go out, you would want to do half and I just wanted to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd feel like I'm forcing you to spend your money.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever said that to you.
I think I like kind of knew.
Yeah. But I felt like I had to restrain myself a little bit.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah.
Because I wanted you to feel like you were contributing just as much and everything. So I did, like, hold back.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think of it, once we bought the house together, I think I kind of got over it.
Yeah.
Because we did buy a house together before we were married.
Not that I'd fully recommend that to everyone.
Oh, yeah, and you, like, co-signed on my car.
Yeah.
So, like, it didn't take long for us to just be like...
I mean, we knew that we were going to get married... Before we moved in together.
I just wanted to feel like I was contributing. Okay, I have a question for you.
Yes. This is fun. I have a lot of fun with this. Okay, go for it.
If I had to give up one of my senses, which one do you think I'd choose and why?
Not sight. So, not touch. Not sight or touch. My guess would be smell.
Yeah, I mean, they say that smell does affect your taste.
But I'd rather taste than smell.
Yeah. I'd rather just have things taste a little less good. Which would be sad, but then at least I'd eat healthy because it'd be like, well, might as well eat the celery.
Well, you'd have to lose your sense of smell and taste to fully lose it.
Yeah.
But I'd say smell.
Yeah.
Yeah, because... Hearing, sight, touch.
Yeah.
Those are the key.
Yeah.
You know?
I'd lose my sixth sense and just not see ghosts anymore.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I've already lost most of my sense of balance. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, what do you think for me? Probably the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
this is a weird question. What's unique about my eyes, Caitlin? Stare into my eyes.
Do you remember that one time we were like at a Schlotsky's? Yes. And it like was really two bright.
Weirdos. Like it was two weirdos.
It was really there's really, really bright sunlight coming in a way that it like really shined on both of our eyeballs.
Yeah, like the like eyeball our itself. Irises. Yeah.
And we just spent some time like really staring into each other's eyes.
Because most of the time your eyes are kind of like shadowed and you don't get the full.
And we both have brown eyes, you know.
Yeah, it's like it seems like it's boring. But in my eyes, if you look, there's like kind of goldy, like yeah. goldish and kind of greenish, right?
Yeah, you have like an outer ring that's a different color. But I guess, you know, maybe that's the case with a lot of people and we yeah. just never.
Look at their eyes that closely.
Look at their eyes that closely. Yeah.
Okay.
You have really nice eyelashes also.
But you have the best eyelashes.
I think... Oh, thank you.
Yes.
I think you have very expressive eyes. Like, and you always kind of look like you're, like, plotting something.
Well, that's kind of because like, I am.
Mischievous eyes. And that's one thing that's unique about your eyes.
Your eyes are really cute. That's what's very unique.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
What was that? Was that in the dating one?
That was in the dating, yeah. That's just an excuse to look at each other's eyes.
Yeah, but I do think of that time at Schlotsky's where we just stared at each other's
eyes. That was during our dating phase. At each
other's eyeballs. Yeah, that was when we were dating. That was
during our dating phase. What's one thing that we could do to improve our working relationship?
Well, probably just not work as much. I'll try to give like a serious answer.
I think that we've done so much already to improve our working relationship. We've talked about it multiple times on the podcast, how we like communicate so much. And
one thing that we have done a lot more, I think, in the last year is, or I guess maybe not just in the last year, but over time, we've kind of fallen into like, there are some tasks that are like primarily Caitlin tasks, some things that are primarily Evan. But I think we've added to the things that both of us can do, like, all gaming channel stuff used to be you, and like now I've taken on a lot of it to help balance it. But I'm trying to think of like if there are pain points.
I think the biggest thing that we've done recently, and like you said, the biggest thing is to reduce the amount we work, because that, you know, the more we have on our schedule, like if something's on our schedule, if we've committed to something, we're going to do it. That's just like kind of who we are. We've said that before. And the only way to cut back on work is just to not commit to it in the first place, which takes a lot of foresight into how much is reasonable and how much you can commit to while maintaining like balance. And I think that since we've gotten better at that, the main thing we've been improving is like, you know, yesterday we thought that we were going to stream and record two ads. And then we're like, no, let's not set that expectation. Let's only set the expectation that we're just going to stream and do all of the miscellaneous to-dos that we have. And we changed that in advance. And so we had a much better day because of it.
Yeah. Because either way, we weren't going to have time to film those two ads.
No.
It wasn't going to happen. So by changing our expectation beforehand, we weren't like disappointed.
But, so setting reasonable expectations—that's a good way to improve our working relationship.
Yeah, but we already do that.
We already do that.
Yeah,
I don't think that like there isn't anything that I've thought that I haven't mentioned to you, because if I have a thought to improve it, I mentioned it to you right away.
And then we just
because let's just do
try it.
Yeah.
I think that's why this is hard.
We've already done everything that we've thought of to do.
We've done.
We've implemented already.
Yeah, there's no reason for either of us to like hold on to something
because we're embarrassed.
Yeah,
it's like we'll say like, hey, it kind of annoyed me a little bit when you did that, and we're like, oh wow, thanks for telling me, I'm sorry, I won't do that again, and we're like, thanks.
Yeah, or like, hey, could you help me out with this?
Yeah,
you
know, it's like I'm feeling a little overwhelmed here.
Yeah, or like, hey, I think we should reorganize our to-do list in this way. That would help me out. Oh, okay, cool. Let's do it. And we just change things.
We just do it in the moment. Yeah. What do you think my biggest challenge at work is right now? Working too much.
Yeah.
There's a lot of these that are like a little bit too easy for us.
Oh, I have a good one. This is in the long-term relationships. Do your best impression of me when I'm angry.
Okay. Should I go first? Do you want to go first?
You go first.
it's tough because the main way I know you're angry isn't because you express it. It's because you don't, it's the lack of what you do. You don't communicate, you're more silent. You're shorter with me a little bit. But like there isn't like
there's not like an impression.
There isn't like a like you don't like get angry at me. You're just angry.
I get quiet.
And you get quiet. You go into dark Caitlin mode and you like kind of sulk.
But not for very long.
No, not for very long. We usually hug it out like a little bit later.
Within like usually minutes.
Maybe an hour.
Yeah. I'm going to try to think. Well, it also doesn't have to be angry at each other.
Okay. Yeah. Because like, there's definitely a thing. You can do an impression of me when I'm angry at a project. Because then I get like, I get verbally upset.
I think that's more interesting. So here's Evan. I just can't right now. I'm going to need a minute. I just need to rethink things. We'll have to redo it. I'm just going to need a minute.
I just need some space.
Just kidding. Like, just work on the edit for a little bit. I'll let you know when I'm ready.
I have yours now. Okay. When you're like, because like when we're angry at each other, we don't get angry. We get angry, but we don't ever take it out on each other.
No.
When we express anger, it's towards other things.
Yeah.
And I'll do my impression of Caitlin. I can't believe that they would be so irresponsible. They didn't even think about like how that affect us. You know, like I can't believe they don't have their poop together. My gosh, how unprofessional of them.
That's so true. I get mad. People are not responsible or considerate.
Like, can they not respect what we are doing here? Like, do they not understand how much like we did everything that we said. And we are on time with everything. We did everything, like, and then they just do this.
They're a full company with a full set of resources.
And like,
how come it's faster for us to knock this out than for them?
And that's not fair. How can they even manage? How can they even run when they can't even do this?
It's so true. I get mad when companies like don't have their act together. And it results in us having to waste our time.
Yeah, that's when you get the like, most angry and
or
upset.
Like making us stressed out because all of a sudden we have to change everything and rush. Yeah. Oh, that's so true. You hit the nail on the head, love.
Yeah. That was fun. What was your most embarrassing experience? This is from the stranger pile. The most embarrassing experience. I'm going to try to think of mine too.
I know one.
Okay.
I think I've already told this briefly. Maybe I haven't. It's like, I don't know. I don't know if it's my most embarrassing, but it's the one that pops into my head first. But I know my parents are going to be listening to this. But in fifth grade, I was in a drama class. You've heard this story. And we had to write a commercial, like a made up commercial and perform it in front of the class. And my dad helped me write one for Nine Lives Cat Food. And, you know, looking back, it was a brilliant commercial.
Brilliant.
It was good. Like, I do stand by it now, but the humor was maybe a little dry for my fellow fifth graders. And I got up and I performed that entire thing to just dead silence.
No one applauded afterwards?
No, there was just no reaction at all. And I had a lot of jokes in it. You know, if I hadn't had jokes in it and I was just like, here are the benefits of this product and here's why you should buy it, then it's fine. But it was, you know, it all built up to this big punchline at the end. And there were many, like, little tiny jokes throughout.
And by dry, like, it's like kind of like, like.
It's like delivered with a straight face.
Yeah.
You know, so it was like this whole thing about like, you know, if your cat is acting weird and doing all this stuff. Then maybe you should put on your glasses and stop feeding them soap and start feeding them Nine Lives cat food.
Like, this is a real product.
Yeah, this is a real product. I think we had to pick a real product.
Yeah.
But then there was like a secondary twist where like...
And your dad gave you the thumbs up. He was like, yeah, that's great.
Yeah, there's a secondary twist where you like where I, the character, realized because I hadn't been wearing my glasses, I was also feeding it to my dog. And then like the dog meows and I had props. I had like my Beanie Babies as props. And it was so thought out. And I performed this thing And it was just dead faces from my entire class. And I was so embarrassed by the end of it that, you know, when you start getting hot and flustered,
yeah.
I kind of started like tearing up a little bit. And then I was like, everyone can see me tearing up. No. It got
even worse.
No. And then it got so worse. And I was so mad at my dad. I was like, you led me astray. You told me this was gold. It was good, though. It was a good commercial. And look at me now. I do sponsored reads all the time, and I think we make them pretty funny.
We do.
I channel that same energy.
That humor has gotten like more and more acceptable and like widely understood. I
you
think,
know, it was
time.
Also like 10-year-olds.
Yeah, 10-year-olds still might not get it.
Oh, hi, Doobie. You want to hang out during the podcast? I love
What's
you.
What's the most embarrassed I've been? I think that I just strongly repress. Every time that's happened, to the point where, like, there's a weird thing to, like, admit, but I have forgotten much of my life. Like, you know, the good and the bad, honestly. Like, you know, I've traveled a whole bunch, and I've, you know, in my younger years, I've forgotten, like, so many places we've traveled, because we, you know, my family lived overseas, and we traveled a whole bunch. And
some of it, you weren't even that young.
My parents are like, yeah, we've been there. And I'm like, what? I don't remember that.
And they're like, you were 10. How do you not remember?
But, like, I'll admit that I am a fairly forgetful person. There's a lot that I really remember. Like, I really remember the past, like...
Since we started dating.
10 years.
So since we started dating.
It's crazy we even, like...
Not quite.
No, not 10 years, but, like...
We started dating in 2011, though.
9 years. So all of that stands out as like core pieces in my head and stuff. But I just forget a lot. And yeah. If I want to forget something, I forget it faster.
So there's no like school presentations or first day at work stumbles.
I'm sure there is. I know. I remember like, you know, I know the feeling that you get where you get that hot flash and you're like, oh my gosh. I just need to like hide into a hole and never come out ever again. I've gotten that multiple times. And then I just like suppress it.
Well, here, I have another story to make up for it.
Okay.
This one was less embarrassing.
I mean, you know, I'll say like there's multiple times where I've like slipped and fell and felt embarrassed in front of other people or something like that. Like I was wearing my cheap like $1 Old Navy flip-flops that are like a slick piece of plastic on both sides, and
are you sure you're not just taking my story?
No, I've done it too.
Okay, because I was about to say another one of my like, this one wasn't as bad because I didn't necessarily know the people who saw it happen.
Yeah,
but it's still pretty embarrassing. Old Navy used to sell these platform shoes that were like a couple bucks, and they were entirely made out of foam.
Yeah.
Like the entire thing was just a block of foam, which I don't know how you call that shoes. But I had like a bright orange pair and a bright green pair, and I wore them to school.
One on each foot?
No. Not that crazy. I wore them to school, and at the front of our school, we had like a school store. Mm-hmm. And so it was always popping. It was popping. So many kids. Everyone was at the school store. It had been raining. I walked in. I hit the tile. I immediately like comically slipped because those shoes just soaked in the water because they are sponges. I slipped. My feet went straight up into the air and I fell on my back. I think I had my backpack on, so didn't hurt too much. Only my pride.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I remember some injury stories. Like once I was playing some ball game. I don't know what it was, but I was running backwards to get the ball. Might have been football. Might have been some other ball. Anyways, I left the field and I was like running backwards to catch it, you know? And then I turned. And right as I turned into a basketball pole.
Oh.
And I hit right here. Thankfully, it didn't hit my eye or anything, but it hit like right there. Boom. Mm-hmm. And I had like a big swollen lump over my eye. And I felt kind of embarrassed about that. But also,
I think my brother
I was
did that
so
how
in
he gets
pain.
Stitches.
I was so in pain, I don't think I was that embarrassed. Because I was like, ow! That hurts! And that's the main thought that I had.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really remember too many embarrassing moments. I will say, I felt a strange mix of embarrassment and other feelings when I got caught in high school messing with the server and playing Halo. And I got called out in front of the whole class.
Was it embarrassment or pride?
A little bit of both. Yeah. That was fun. Man, Halo back then. Oh, so good.
Okay, do you...
okay, this is an easy one for you, but I'm curious about for me.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, not that one. I'll tell you why later.
Okay.
Do your best impression of me when I'm happy. Just a silence. The impression ones are kind of weird.
Yeah, okay, what about me? How do you do an impression of me when I'm happy?
Okay. Part of this is visual, so I'm sorry if you're not watching the podcast.
Hi.
Hey.
I love you.
You do that too.
I know.
So that's our impression of when we're happy.
We just get really close to each other and look at each other lovingly and say hi. Hi.
No, I'll do this. Because, like, I think that one thing that we do that is nice when we're happy, my impression of us when we're happy is like, hey, you know what? We're doing really good. I'm happy. This is nice. You know, it's like we created this situation for ourselves. And I just want to acknowledge that we're doing really well and we're really happy. And that's nice.
We do that. We like,
and sometimes we'll say like,
affirm it to each
other. Yeah, we affirm it to each other. And that's really nice. I like that. Mm-hmm. And then we'll say, I wonder why we're so happy right now. It's probably because of blank, mm-hmm. blank, blank.
Probably because we don't have any crazy deadlines.
Yeah. And at this moment, you know, I think that like, you know, we've changed the direction of what we're doing and pivoted in really nice ways. And I really want to acknowledge that we've made that change, and that's really nice.
Yeah. Yeah. We're weird. But we do that.
I like it.
Me too.
What is my greatest talent that I could utilize more of? From the coworkers edition.
Your greatest talent that you could utilize more of. I think you have a lot of skills that we're trying to figure out how to use them in projects. And one example is the underwater live stream.
Yeah.
And like another kind of smaller example was like the recent like painting denim jackets with an air blaster.
Yeah.
Lots of things that
I
deal
do want
like
to do more of that.
Pressure systems and like... technology, like you have a lot of skills from your work life.
I want to like hook up sensors to something for some reason and record data. I want to record some data.
There you go. See, we don't know exactly how to like apply some of these skills, but yeah. I feel like you have a lot of
that would make us our content stand out more.
Yeah,
we do have
like the underwater stream, like
that knowledge in my head.
Like the complexity of what you put together is like, It's so complex that most people won't do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you have the ability to do a lot of stuff that is a lot more complex.
One thing that I want to do with you, and we have some plans for it, but do more drawing. Because you're really good at drawing, and we can incorporate some of that into our projects in certain ways.
I would do more Bob Ross paintings. It's not really the same.
Yeah. I have an idea, though.
Yeah.
For drawing and resin, mixing them.
Is it in a good layered?
Way? It is layered. I want to do that.
I do want to do that.
I want to do that, like for sure.
That would be cool.
Multiple mediums, like all mixed.
Yeah. I do like when I get to be a little artistic. Like when I got to draw like Space Jube for the burnt wood art or like...
Because that is a rare talent that you have. You're really good at drawing.
Oh, thank you, baby.
Request drawings on streams.
Yeah, request drawings on streams. Those are not my... artistic peak, but they're fun.
I think another thing that I could do a little bit more of, besides bring more of my engineering knowledge, actually, this is one thing I do. I do this a decent amount. I like analyze the big picture of things a lot.
I feel like you
see
do
how
that.
We like, see how we can keep on improving and doing other things.
Yeah, I feel like you already do that a lot, though.
Okay, what category should we do next? Let's do a dating. What do you think my biggest conflict is right now? I think we've in dating, in our relationship, let's say.
Biggest sometimes conflict. We wonder, like, if we freed up more free time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're like, what this would we do that feels fulfilling still that is not related to work?
Yes.
That we would enjoy doing? Because we've just been, like, pushing so hard. And it's kind of extra hard right now because of, like, you know, the state of the world.
Yeah.
You know, we can't, like, go on vacation.
Even ignoring that, I mean, I think that, like, you know, besides the easy answers of, like, let's go on vacation. Of course that sounds nice.
Yeah, but, like, we're not realistically going to go on vacations, like, every weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're like, if we had weekends again, like, what
would we do? How would we fill that time?
Yeah, and it's just so foreign now to think of having all that extra.
I want to work less so that we have weekends so we can figure out how to fill them. Because it's kind of like you almost need that time to figure out what you want to fill that time with.
Yeah.
You know? Because like when you're just hustling along and you have a big to-do list and you have a ton of things that you already have decided that you're going to do, it's hard to like think of other things to do.
Yeah.
And, like, I think that our default things of, like, me playing more video games or you reading is...
Don't want to do that for, like, a whole weekend.
No, no, no. But, like, this is the thing. That is an escape from everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that's not an addition that we need to decide on. That's, like, an escape hatch we can take.
Yeah.
And I think that's why we can do those. Because that's not, like, a decision... Like, you know, we're decisioned out and we have all this stuff that we already have on our plate.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, reading or playing games is an escape hatch from that instead of, like, us having to sit down and brainstorm and decide and
analyze. I want to learn pottery. I guess that would be, like, a video.
That'd be a video, yeah.
Yeah. I was just trying to think of a hobby that we don't currently do. Yeah, but
so many hobbies that normal people have are video ideas for us.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an interesting one.
We're just going to be like putting some of the like what when you look at me, what do you see?
A handsome devil with a nice beard.
A wholesome person I love very much.
Thank you. I thought you were going to say a cat because I'm wearing cat ears and I'm in a cat shirt.
I see cat.
You see a cat.
When you dream of our future, what are the first three things you see? I have one in my head. I have two in my head.
I see a bigger house with more space, more workshop space, more office space. I see a hot tub.
Yes.
I really want like a nice outdoor space. Because like we were just saying, like, you know, I think a great thing to do if you have extra time is, like, if you have a nice outdoor space, just hang out outside.
Yeah, just be outside.
So, I would really like a hot tub. I don't know. That's only two things, and they're mostly house-related. I see us being, at some point, like, eventually less stressed about content and just putting things out at a chiller pace and being cool with that.
I also see a more dedicated art space.
Ooh,
right?
That'd be cool.
Where you have all of your pens and markers and paints and watercolors and brushes and all of that. Because I think right now all of our art stuff gets put away every time. It's hard to, like, you know, work on a project and put it out and take it out. And, you know, it's like we don't have a dedicated space for just art projects.
That's
and I think that if it was set up, if we were like, oh, well, we have an hour, what do we want to do? I think that it might strike us that we might want to just do some art.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, we might.
And that's a luxury for us to have in the future. But, like, I think that it's worth trying, you know? And maybe we just have, like, a different part of our workshop that's for art.
We probably would have it outfitted with, like, filming lights.
Yeah.
In case, because if we're doing a Bob Ross video, it'd be cool to do it in the art room.
Yeah.
The future art room.
Another thing is, like, I do just keep on seeing us expanding with more things. Like, it's always been a dream of mine to have a workshop that has everything for everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, well, we're going to get a laser cutter, I know, eventually in the future. I still want, like, a little bit of metalworking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a forge and stuff, just because it's fun to, like, turn metal into taffy and stretch it around and do that stuff. Like, we'll only do it once or twice a year, but I still want it. Those are my thoughts. And the same things.
Yeah.
Let's put that up. What do you value more in a person, their intention or their action?
There's two ways to look at this. One way is, okay, so let's say let's say you're saying you value their intention more. I think that applies if someone is like, I am trying to make a good change in the world, and they go out and they do some action and maybe it fails. In that case, it's like, well, your intention was there and you tried. But I think the flip side is if they're like, I want to do a good change in the world, and then they never try anything, then the intention doesn't really matter so much. So I think a lot of it comes down to, like, are they attempting any sort of action?
I think that I'd say action.
Yeah. I mean, I think, like, I feel like no matter what, it's important to take some sort of action. I do think action, like, in general, action is more important. But there are some cases where it's like you intend to do something, you try, and you fail.
But, like, in a way, action always implies intent. Because no one acts without an intent. So action has both. Intent is just intent.
That's a good point.
You know?
Yeah.
So
that's a good point.
So, of course, action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
What do you think I have yet to learn about relationships? I think that's a tough question to ask someone you've been married to for so long.
Yeah.
I think when you're dating, because I think that this is one thing that a lot of people do in dating situations. It's like when you're dating, you kind of like hold some cards. You like don't reveal your full thing.
Well, and for us, that wasn't really a thing because we had been good friends for 5 years before we even started dating. So like the cards were already out.
We had discussed relationships in depth. As friends.
Yeah.
We're like, is this normal in a relationship? Is this like what do you think?
What would you do in this situation?
Yeah. So like, we've discussed relationships a ton.
What is the first thing you noticed about me that interests you?
When we were like
I think it's like when we first met, maybe.
I mean, this might sound a little bit like okay, there's two aspects of it. Cause like, of course, when you visually see someone, what do you first notice? I noticed how beautiful you were. No, you're so beautiful and so cute. And then the second thing that I noticed is like you had like a very like good vibe energy about you. You were just like positive and like good. You just had goodness surrounding you.
I think the first thing I noticed about you, and maybe it's because like it was very opposite to how I was feeling. But, you know, I'm a little bit of a shy person sometimes, especially, like, in new situations. And I, like, am sometimes kind of awkward about, like, getting to know new people in class, you know? Like, my tendency might just be to kind of, like, keep to myself a little bit more. And I just noticed that you were, like, so friendly and so open and very easy to talk to. And you didn't make me feel intimidated coming up to you. Whereas, like, I think most people... Like, I was intimidated coming up to most people, and, like, there was just, like, an ease and an openness about you that made you not scary for me to come, like, talk to. I don't know. You're just very welcoming and, like...
I like that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Mwah. Yeah. Is that why you were able to ask me to be your ballroom dance partner?
Probably.
I like that. Thank you. Do your best impression of me when I'm overwhelmed. Or did we decide not to do impressions anymore?
We can do them if they're funny. It's kind of the same one as when you were angry.
I just need a moment. I just like...
just give me like 5 minutes in the garage.
I think when you're overwhelmed, you just get like really... You just double down on your like work.
Yeah.
And you just focus 100%. You don't talk too much. And when you're overwhelmed, the main moment when you're overwhelmed is when you're editing and you just get in the zone. And I know to just like give you space, but then check in every now and then to see if you need any like like, and I like mainly I'll just like get you to stand up and move around yeah. every now and then, like, all right, standing break, let's like sometimes shake the Caitlin
might,
out.
Sometimes it might literally be just coming over and like picking me up out of my chair and give me a hug.
Let's get you to stretch yeah. and move a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's so many impressions. Do your impressions when we're excited? Oh, do your best impression of me when I'm really hungry.
I know you're gonna do it.
Do we need to do this? Can we end the stream? Can you hurry that up?
Oh, I thought you were gonna go because I actually say this. Caitlin hungry.
Caitlin hungry. Caitlin hungry.
Yeah.
Caitlin will get
to the end.
Sorry, are you getting embarrassed?
No, I'm just getting sweaty. That's funny.
You do get upset when you're hungry.
This is at you when you're hungry. Actually, it's very different. I don't really get upset, but I do get
bothered.
Urgent things just get more urgent. This is you. Okay, I'm on the couch. I don't know. I'm feeling like really tired, like super drained.
So drained.
Then I ask, have you been drinking water? Yeah. Have you, when was the last time you ate anything? Oh yeah, I might be really hungry.
I just get, yeah, my energy drops.
You just drop energy.
My energy and just you, like, you, I run out of steam.
And you sometimes don't like, aren't able to identify it. But yeah. Then like you eat and you feel better.
I feel so much better after eating. Yeah. Okay. Oh, this is a very interesting one. This is from the friends category, but this might lead to an interesting conversation.
Oh, and we might need to start wrapping it up soon.
Oh my gosh, the time flies by so fast. I just want to keep on doing this. It's fun. This is so much fun. When was our toughest moment together?
Just climbing Tongariro count.
Oh my gosh.
That took some willpower.
Tongariro, we've talked about it before, but we have
a full podcast on it.
We have a full podcast on it?
Don't we? I'm pretty sure we do.
We definitely talked about it like a decent amount in one podcast. But yeah, we went for a 12-hour hike that we were not ready for. It was a 10?
It was like a 10-hour hike in New Zealand that we thought we could tackle.
Up and down a mountain.
Up and down like like a full crater system. It took us 10 hours. I was wearing skinny jeans. We were not prepared. It was very hard.
Other tough moments is like around content creation. Like when we were just so overwhelmed and we were slogging and we had been slogging for so long. Remember like that all-nighter you pulled to pull off the edit for the collab with Bob?
Table. Yeah, the ping pong table
That was edit. Rough. It was like late night after all-nighter after all-nighter. It was just like... Yeah.
But you know what I think was actually harder than like some of the slogs of like when we really got in the weeds with the channel, which like, you know, it's been a while since those happened. But I think with those, it was more like, well, you know, at least we're still doing something we like. We just need to learn what our limits are so we don't like get ourselves in a bind where we have to pull all-nighters in the future. Because a lot of it was like learning process.
Yeah.
You know, we have... It's been a long time figuring out like what we can handle. But I think a harder period is before you quit your job, before either of us like had even thought about starting the channel, and you were working that really hard job where you had to work weekends and you were working like 12 hours a day and you just really did not like it. I think that in some ways is a harder thing because it felt more out of our control.
Yeah, I did like, we've talked about it some ourselves, but I don't think I've talked about it on the podcast, but I did always feel like the pressure to figure out my long-term career and like, you know, I wasn't happy fully with where I was at before I quit and figured this out. And I did feel like the weight of forever doing that forever on my shoulders and not fully being happy with it.
Yeah. I feel like that was a...
It's interesting because that wasn't like a tough moment, but that was like a tough
period of time.
And burden and stuff like that.
And I think like we realized it more after even.
Yeah.
Like looking back on that as a whole, it's like, because in the moment, it's just kind of like, well, just, you know, we'll just, we're figuring stuff out. But mm-hmm. then looking back, it was like, ooh, that was not the best.
Well, guys, we barely, it seems crazy, but we've still barely scratched the surface of these decks. Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Oh, Kaylin.
What?
They released another deck.
What's the topic?
It's called the Amusing Edition.
Is that like things that will lead to funny stuff?
If I was a texture, what would I be and why?
We have to get
pretend
it.
Pretend I lost all of my memory and explain the concept of love to me.
Do you know what your texture would be?
What's that?
Beard.
Beard. Yours would be fur. Kitty fur.
My texture is jube.
I like this one too. Dance the story of your childhood.
Okay. I think we might have to get order that pack.
I'm excited.
I'm excited. Even more incentive for watching
Evan and Kaylin podcast.
The podcast on
the
YouTube.
Amusing Edition. That'll be fun. That'll be really fun. All right, guys.
That'll be fun.
Well, before we wrap things up, it's time for Thing of the Week.
Alrighty.
Kaylin, what's one thing that I need more of in my life?
Definitely not knives.
Today's Thing of the Week is a knife. it's a special knife made by a fellow YouTuber. The people over at Physics Anonymous, they sent this over to us as a preview of their Kickstarter. So this is something that not many people other than we have. So we feel pretty lucky. It's a replaceable blade utility knife. I know that there's a lot of them out there, but I just love looking at all the different designs. I think it's kind of
like I like the snapback.
I think it's a little bit of a joke of like all the makers designing their own knives and releasing them on Kickstarter. It's not something that I haven't considered.
We may or may not have some prototypes.
We do have some prototypes. You know, there's just a lot of logistical aspects of like...
Yeah, don't take that as like a, like we're trying to tease that something's coming out.
No.
It's just that like all the makers, everyone's got ideas for the best knife.
Yeah.
This is a cool one though.
Yeah, because I definitely like the replaceableness of it. Mm-hmm. I always like replaceable blade knives. I do like that it locks. Mm-hmm. That's a good feature. But yeah, I'm always like thinking about what's a way to get like the smallest knife possible with a replaceable blade that is safe for in your pocket and all of that. And it's just interesting to see other people's attempts. So the Kickstarter is live now. If you want to check it out, the link will be in the description.
Yeah. Yep. And my thing of the week is a show we've been watching on Netflix. It is called The Umbrella Academy. We are about halfway through season 2. There's only 2 seasons right now, but it's been so enjoyable.
It's good, y'all.
It's like if you mixed a little bit of... I mean, my impression of it in the very beginning was like, this is kind of like a combination of like X-Men and Knives Out, because there's like some murder mystery and there's like some mysterious superpower kind of things, but I don't really feel like that quite anymore. Because like in the X-Men universe, there's just like mutants running around all over the place. This has a lot of time travel, a lot of very interesting characters.
Very interesting characters.
Even like minor characters. They put a lot of detail in them to make them interesting and not just generic.
No one's flat and non-complicated. Everyone is very complicated, which I love because they're all real.
The show has like it really uses music well.
Yeah.
And an interesting thing, one of my favorite bands from high school, My Chemical Romance, the lead singer, Gerard Way, is the producer. And I think he wrote the original comic,
yeah,
The Umbrella Academy, which the show is based on. And so I was like, that's so cool.
it's a really good show. But
it's a really good show.
I also think that, like, honestly, one thing that is a little bit of a deterrent for me really getting into some more serious shows like this is when they're too serious and they're just depressing.
Yeah. And they're too emotionally heavy.
All the time. And they're just all emotionally heavy. This one does have those good like breaks that like...
There's a lot of humor added to it too.
There's humor and there's like little elements where like, you know, like something crazy is happening, maybe even just like, you know, sad, but then they're playing like cheery, jolly music over it, and that
like
contrast and everything, and like it's a rich show, and I think that's nice. But it's also balanced with the humor and the lightheartedness.
Yeah, it's not too emotionally heavy,
yeah,
but it still has like very interesting drama and intrigue. It's just that it's balanced with like comedy and action and mystery and all this stuff.
Yeah. So that's fun.
It's
that's
a really fun. Good show.
All right. Well, that hour passed by faster than I could have ever imagined. Wow. I hope you guys enjoyed the show, and make sure, as always, to leave a 5-star review so we can trick people into listening to something that they don't know what it is. And that's the prank of the Evan and Caitlin podcast.
Prank.
Bye.
Bye, guys.